You see the change in architecture from the former family quarters reverting back to the original Victorian property and former servants' quarters. Annexed to which is this building with a conical roof and certain vents at the very top. Any ideas about its former family usage? Nope. Has got stained glass windows. Any help?
Chapel.
That's far too obvious. All back to school. South side, north side, farm, veg plot, lake. What didn't they have? Refrigeration. It's the coal store. It's the meat safe on the north wall. It's also the building which would designate the mortuary during the war. Now, despite the secrecy of this establishment during the war years, the staff could make contact with their families, never, of course, disclosing where they were or what job function they had. So they used to write letters, but all mail routed via PO box numbers, 111 222 333, and then couriered in and distributed. It was only after the war, when the post office came here, they built a post office. When the trust came on site, my colleagues resurrected it, and they have certain specialities. And the postmaster general is supposed to be here.
He is.
Well, I'm moving on, if he doesn't come. And he would like to explain some of their, very quickly, some of their specialities.
Thank you. Well done. Hiya. Yeah, the post office that was here was a registry. That's letters in and letters out. And obviously, they couldn't send a letter to Miss Jones at Cobraking Station. Hendricks told you it was PO Box 111. We actually found a lady that worked in the post office in the registry in 1999. And she only lives to this day 150 metres the other side of our boundary. So we rang her up and said, love to come and have a chat with you. Don't know anything, can't tell you anything, that's a waste of time talking to me, she says, which is what they told her to say in 1945, and she was still saying it in 1999. So they can keep secrets. We sent a girl around with a present, sat with her for four and a half hours, and she told she didn't stop talking once. So we have ways of getting information out of people as well. Now what we've got is a working post office now. We don't do pensions, but you can come back and have a look. We're open until 4. As you go through, you'll find at the back there's a gallery, and to the left of that is a World War II post office, so there's two in one if you go through the back. What we produce now is various first aid covers. Here's a typical one we produced with Ladies of Distinction stamps at Royal Mail produced, but we took six of our own ladies, and then we put their images from World War II on it, and five of them are alive today. One we can't trace, but she represents all the other ladies that would have worked here. And one of them's on site today taking a tour around. She took a tour just before you. And another one was the lady that actually discovered the code. She was 19 years of age. She went to her boss and said, there's something happening in Matapan in the Mediterranean. And it turned out to be the Italians were going to trap the Royal Navy. And they turned it completely on their head and took the Italians out and effectively put them out of the war for World War II as a naval force. And that's one girl, 19 years of age, one code. It's just amazing what they can do. Now, our latest is one that came out last week, is Darwin. And we have a link with Darwin, with Woburn, just up the road, where he did a lot of his experiments here. So we've got those. And then we also produce other covers for other people, like the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight. And you'll see we produce the cover and the stamp at the same. And we produce them from there and put them on. And they get flown on the aircraft as well. In fact, we've got 5 flyovers this year, one of which is on the 12th of July, when we've got a Spitfire and a Hurricane coming the same day that the Antiques Roadshow's filming here. So that'll be a busy day, and that'll be 2 antiques flying over as well, which they've never had done before. And the other thing that we do, and you can send from Bletchley Park if you wish, is a secret. And a typical secret there, and inside there's a ration book, identity card, there's World War II menus, and a little secret encrypted on the Enigma machine. And we think they're a bit of fun. We actually tell stories. We don't just replicate the outside. On the inside, we tell stories about a piece of cheese, for example. That's a week's ration. 2 ounces of cheese. Same with butter. 2 ounces, week's ration. Probably what you put on 3 pieces of toast was a week's ration. 1 egg, 1 piece of bacon. Sausages weren't rationed. Well, that's because 72% was in sausage, had nothing to do with meat either. But you can send those if you wish, and we'll put our own stamp on and we'll cancel it from Bletchley Park.
I've still got my ID card.
Have you? That's very good, yeah. Yeah. Well, this ID card, we've changed it a little bit differently. What we've done is we've put a code encryption on an Enigma machine, and you can go online and see how the Enigma machine breaks the code and actually break that code as well if you wish. So that's a little bit different. But you can send those with our own stamp, and we'll date it on a birthday if you wish. Okay. Promise you no more advertising. That's how we survive. Thanks. Cheers, Nick. See you later.
A visit to Bletchley Park is not a one-day wonder. It can take you several days to go round. The reason being is, apart from our own museum collections, we also have a series of private museum collections here. But I do stress that they're normally only open at weekends, on the basis that the owners are working during the week. So within the former dairy, rooms with the mansion, toys. Pre-war toys, wartime artifacts, and immediate post-war. You can spend 2 hours in there looking at toys. And I think the people who have the most fun in there are usually the grandparents, because they associate themselves with all the toys in question. But it's a magnificent collection if you want to go and see it later on. So it's one of the many other exhibits that we have here. Glad to come this way to you.